Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and it's a happy Valentine's Day here, isn't it, people?
It is, Joe? Andy. Thank you for the
happy
hug.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Thanks for the hug this morning.
Romance.
Thanks. Thank you for the hug back. How are you, Joe?
I'm good. I'd just like to say happy Valentine's Day to my lovely wife, Pauline, and happy birthday to my Shane. My son, Shane. If we were Italian, we would have named him Valentino.
Now that we got those
16 years ago today.
Personal notes out of the way. Michelle Bell, how are you on this Valentine's Day morning?
I'm so fine. I just got back from France, so I still have that glow of everything's better in France.
So you're feeling the love?
I am.
We'd love to send you back.
We're going to see how many times.
I'd love to go back.
And where
show
were you in
we
France?
Can get
where
love into the...
I was in Paris and Lyon.
Not lions, as Joe likes to say.
No, Leon. I was making a joke.
For a trade show that was fabulous, the CTCO show. It was awesome.
Very nice.
Well,
and
adult,
we are happy to be joined in the studio this morning by Nicole Rollander, editor of Stitches. Nicole, how are you today?
I'm doing great today, Andy.
Are you having a happy Valentine's Day?
You know, so far I am.
Excellent. Good to hear. We also have Rooster on the soundboard, of course.
Wait a minute. Wait for it.
And Vinny Driscoll's answering your calls. We're taking your calls this morning on...
There it is.
He finally woke up.
We do have Rooster on the soundboard. All right. We're getting ready to take your calls on how you can improve your website. So if you have any questions about how to make your website better and more effective for your business, give us a ring at 215-953-4979. Vinny will be happy to take your calls. And Joe, what else is on tap for today's show?
Well, Andy, if you call us, we're going to give you a $25 Visa gift card, which we're all going to kiss since it's Valentine's Day. Okay, so we have the top global trends for 2012. Michelle has a look at that. How marketers are going green to promote the movie The Lorax. I think that's going to be Nicole's topic, first topic, out the door. There's new market opportunities for eco-conscious clothing industry. I found a really great survey, and we'll make that available at the end of the show, but we're going to look at that. 7 things to know about the luxury market, and its customers, of course, are in Michelle Bell, our diva of the radio show, will be taking care of that topic.
Well, she's just back from France, so she's way up on the luxury market.
If we have time, I might want to get something off my chest, but we do have a look at our favorite things today. But let's start this whole shebang off with the industry news in 60 seconds or less.
I like to think it's a party, not a shebang, Joe. All right, thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with product news. San Francisco is expanding its battle against plastic bags after the city's government voted last week to make it illegal for any shop to offer disposable bags to customers. The new law goes into effect in October and also calls for stores to charge customers 10 cents a piece for paper bags. Check out Promogram today for details. Top 40 acquisition news now. Ennis has closed on its previously announced acquisition of PrintXL and Printegra. The two firms, which were owned by Senveo, have combined annual revenues of $80 million. Ennis's purchase price was $40 million in cash, plus assumed trade liabilities. Good news now for the economy. Small business confidence is growing, according to a new survey from Citibank. Nearly half of all small businesses said they believe their companies will do better in 2012 than they did in 2011. Top 40 executive news now. 3M, the parent company of supplier firm 3M Promotional Markets, has appointed Inga Thulin to take over as CEO. The move is effective February 24th, when Thulin will replace the retiring George Buckley. Thulin had been 3M's executive vice president of international operations. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of The Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what's hot for today?
We got the Earbud Buddy.
The Earbud Buddy?
The Earbud Buddy.
What would that be?
A buddy for your earbuds. You'll have to watch Andy to find out.
Right. We will make sure to check out. Tune into the Joe Show in Promogram today. All right, thank you, Joe. All right, the phone lines are open now. The topic is how to improve your website. So if you have any questions on how to make your website better and more effective for your own business, please give us a ring at 215-953-4979. We have a couple callers on the line right now. On line one, we have Katrina. Katrina, how are you this morning?
Good morning. Happy Valentine's Day, you guys.
Happy Valentine's
Day
to you.
Okay, my question is about my website. I haven't updated it in years, if I'm being honest, and I know I need to revitalize it and make it snazzy and current, but I don't have any ideas on how I can do this on my budget and quickly. So I'm hoping you have some ideas.
Joe, what do you think?
I think there's a few things you're going to do that will cost you nothing but your time. You can start adding blogs, a daily blog to your site. You can also post video. So it'll cost you about $150 to get a flip cam. If not, if you have an iPhone, you can actually create videos with audio from your iPhone. Posting it to YouTube will cost you nothing except the time it takes to do that. So there's things you can do on your own. You can also repurpose things that you find from other sources. Put it on there. Make it a destination where your clients are going to want to go.
Also, you know, you can show your top-selling products. You can rotate those. You can have case studies from your clients, how you help them. You can have testimonials. And one other kind of cool aspect, I don't know if you would actually want to do this, but what we're seeing is that a lot of companies are adding a chat function. So it's something you post on your site, and you say, you know, we're available at these times to talk with you, and you have a staffer actually sit there, and you know they can answer some questions and screen prospects and try to get them to call in.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And Katrina, I would say that like Joe and Nicole both said, the key is to be rotating and adding content as frequently as possible. Ultimately, you want your website to show up on search engines and when people are searching for promotional products or even specific items. And to do that, you need keywords on your website. You need to be rotating and freshening content as much as possible. So as much as you can do that, I think that's probably the key. Joe, you had something else?
You know, think about it. Think of the websites that you frequent on or go to on a frequent basis. If they don't change their content, you stop going.
That's right.
So if you want this to be a destination for your clients to go, you've got to keep it fresh. You've got to keep changing it.
I'm a big fan of uploading articles and case studies and changing those. I mean, you can certainly get PDFs from magazines in the industry that talk about marketing benefits and advantages. And just, you know, pay a high school kid to, you know, type up case histories from your company and put them on there so people can read them and change them out maybe once a quarter.
Yep. All right. There you go, Katrina. Well, good luck and hang on the line for your Visa gift card.
Thanks a lot.
All right. On line three, we have Stanley, one of our most frequent callers. Stanley, how are you today?
Very good. How are you guys?
Hey,
we're doing good. Are you having a good Valentine's Day out there in California?
You had to bring that up.
I try.
Yes, it's a great Valentine's Day.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right, Stanley, what's your question?
Well, one of the questions I had or comment is that, you know, we've been trying to add video content to our site as we find that some of the things that we put on are humorous. Some of the things we put on are directly from, like, the studies that ASI and the other associations may have, you know, created videos on statistics, like how much people love imprinted items or the impressions that they make.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to put that kind of content on. But my question was, and I understand, you know, the idea, and I like that comment about how you got to really change all the content on your site. And I look at things like, I always look at the big boys, like 4imprint and some of the bigger companies branded, you know, how they might do it. But how important do you think it is to have Facebook and links to social media on our business websites? Do you think that makes a difference?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you have to tie it all into all of your social media. You can put those links there on your Facebook. That's going to, they can click on and it'll automatically launch your Facebook page and allow your clients to be a friend there. But I think it's important to cross promote what you're doing on Facebook, what you're doing on your website as well.
Yeah, I think it's also like we talked about before, as far as adding fresh content, that's kind of an easy way to do it. If your Twitter and Facebook accounts are hooked up to your website, then you know, anytime that those are updated, then your website is updated as well. So that's something certainly to take advantage of. Nicole, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that most people are logged into Facebook. I mean, I have a Facebook account for my magazine and for education. So, I mean, I'm logged in all day. So really, if somebody's posting something on Facebook, that there's something interesting on their company website, I'm more likely to click through from Facebook or from Twitter to that, you know, to the website rather than going, because it's kind of a feed. So I think it's a good way to really let people know what's out there.
You know, and if your client base is getting younger, I mean, that's how they're going to be communicating. Well, I mean, it's true. I mean, you know, if you've been in the business for 20, 25 years, I think that at some point your client base is going to start to become a little, you know, younger, and they're more savvy with the social media. It's going to be more important as a distributor and a supplier to use that to your benefit.
Plus, it's a good way to ask questions. You know, you can ask them, you can say, Happy Valentine's Day. What are you doing for your promotions? Or, you know, whatever it is that you want to ask and really interact with them, because we get a lot of that kind of thing on Stitches Magazine. And it's a good way to meet new people and, you know, to see what's on their minds.
Absolutely. All right, Stanley, so there's the message. Add your Facebook and Twitter accounts to your website today, okay?
And by the way, when you say that you're going in your magazine Facebook, do you have a separate Facebook for your business, separate from your person, from yourself?
I think it's important. I think you have to have your personal Facebook, and then for your business, you need a fan page, which is a lot different. People will like your fan page rather than having to connect with you as a friend on your Facebook page. So, I mean, that's how the magazines are done. There's actually a fan page for the magazines as opposed to having their own web or Facebook page.
Right.
And the other thing about that, too, is that if you have a fan page, you can have multiple admins who post under the same, you know, logo for your company. And so you can have five different people posting rather than, you know, one person having to do it all the time.
Awesome.
There you go. All right, Stanley, well, thanks for the call, and hang on the line for your Visa gift card. All right, on line four, we have Bob. Bob, how are you today?
Great. How are you folks today?
We're doing great. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you. Hugs and kisses for the whole crew.
Oh, Bob.
See that? Thank you, Bob. We are feeling the love. Thank you. What's your question today?
Well, I had an opportunity to add video, and you can choose the model, and you give them the words. They do it up, and you just link it up to your site. What do you think of using something like that?
You have a service?
Yeah, it's like an outside service. And you just update it and buy it as you want.
So that person's like a spokesperson that you're paying for your company?
Yeah, and they would appear in a video. And they have both male and female. Of course, they're all attractive and well-dressed.
That's important.
I think that putting any video content on your website is going to be important. You can create your own videos and then stream them to YouTube. It'll cost you, nothing. I'm sure that you're paying for the service. Or you can actually go to youtube.com/hotpromoproducts, where the Joe Show has an end buyer version where you can steal the URL and you can put it on your own site. So it comes out twice a week. So twice a week you have continued changing content. And I'm sure there might be some other areas where you can get videos on YouTube as well. But, I mean, there's some options for
The
mob. Bob, we apologize for the self-promotion of Joe right there.
He's our little P.T. Barnum.
The idea is to repurpose other people's videos, you can grab links for free from YouTube. Suppliers do it as well. We'll post links up there, so it's it take a couple hours a day and just start searching YouTube, put words in, keywords like promotional products, add specialties. If you find something you like, just take and borrow or steal whatever you want to say, the link.
I was going to say, I guess the models could be a good idea, but, this is a really personal industry, and if you want to make a connection with potential prospects and buyers, I think it might be a good idea to, have yourself or another member of your sales staff or something like that who is, doing the video. You can also do a customer testimonial, but I think that probably would be more effective.
Bob, have you been doing this?
It just came through in the email yesterday, and it looks really slick. I was thinking of, like you made the suggestion, what are you doing for Valentine's Day, for a promotion? Or, as the baseball season is coming up, you can be very timely, and evidently they turn it around in no time.
Right. I think it sounds like a good opportunity. I would just suggest, like Nicole said, to just try to test different options. So you use what that service produces for you, 1 week, and then you try to produce something yourself, or you try to pull off of other websites like Joe was talking about, other YouTube channels, and then see what your audience connects with the most. You can track the hits pretty easily and see what people are viewing the most, and then you'll kind of know in a month's time what does the best.
Go to YouTube and search under 4imprint. 4imprint's got over 200 and probably more the last time I checked videos, and it's a distributor in this industry, and there is a variety of different people who are creating these videos, all the way up to Kevin Lyons-Tarr, who's the CEO of the company, but down to sales reps, people in the customer service department, and they focus on one product. They're short hits, minute and a half, and I think that they do a really awesome job, and they get a lot of play from those.
All right, Bob, good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, on line two, we have Val. Val, how are you today?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. What's your question for those?
All right, well, it's about my website. It needs a serious refresh. I'm kind of sick of it the way it's been for a long time. So I was wondering if you guys have some tips that I can implement quickly.
Joe, what do you think?
I think that everything we've talked about so far is start posting fresh content like blogs and videos, start repurposing content that you have out there. Look at your fonts. I mean, are your fonts dated on that? You know, are you using Comic Sans, something that a business shouldn't be using? But, you know, look at the design, too. Go, and I think the important thing to do is go online and see what other people in our industry and other industries are doing. You know, what do their websites look like? And do they look ancient?
I would also say to use funny videos. Mm-hmm. When we talk about our favorite products in a little while, mine is a product from Sweeta. And I've tacked on to that a video that they just created that is hysterical and getting tons of hits since they posted it. So I think if you're willing, if you have somebody at your company who's, you know, maybe a big ham, Joe Haley, then it would work.
Yeah, and, you know, piggybacking off that, two things. Right Sleeve also does a lot of really funny videos. They're distributors. So if you go on YouTube and type Right Sleeve in, you'll see them come up. Another thing that you can do, too, that's actually kind of cool is, you know, if you want to do this yourself, go onto a website service where you can get lots of templates. You know, some of them are paid and some are free, but you can get some really nice templates that you just kind of put your content into. And you can customize it sometimes on the back end with the source code if you have someone help you. But it's a good way to do a quick refresh that will look modern and updated.
Okay.
All right, Val, good luck to you. Thanks for the call. And
thank you.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You too.
Michelle, I understand we have an emailer that wrote in.
We do, from Don Michael Gordon, who's a Bassie, by the way. From Safeguard Business Systems. He would like to know, how often should you change your website, i.e. a total overhaul? So not maybe just not something that's refreshed every once in a while, but a complete, you know, redo.
I think you want to be a little careful with that. You know, if you have a website that's working as far as people coming to it consistently and you're updating content regularly, I think you want to be careful with the overhaul because people get used to it. You know, I wouldn't do it any more than once every probably couple of years in a sense, unless you feel like it's not connecting. What do you guys think?
I agree. I mean, if it's working, stay with it, but you have to keep refreshing it.
Yes, the content has to be updated, but that I'm saying that within the templates and
probably
things like
right.
that.
Probably only if you're doing a rebranding of your company and, you know, you're changing the colors and the logo. But if, you know, it's working per se, then, you know, I would stick with it.
You know, the other thing is, too, it's you have to look at what it's doing for your company and how you're using it. Speaking with the distributor back in the fall, he said he had a website for 2 years. He didn't get one sale from it, and so he just got rid of it. But the problem was he didn't do anything with it. He
right.
didn't push it. He didn't push his clients there. It was just kind of like the Field of Dreams. If I build it, everyone's going to come, and they didn't come.
Right.
And it comes. So, you know, you really have to know what you're doing with it. Just putting it out there isn't going to help. You have to use it. You have to direct your clients there.
Yeah, complete redesign, I think you don't want to do any more than once every 1 to 2 years, if that even that much.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
But as we're saying here, the content really needs to be updated as frequently as possible, at least once a week. Michelle, we have another call, emailer?
We do. This is from Robert Kahn at Kaiser and Blair. He would like to know, how does he put the Joe Show on his website? How
Joe,
can he do that?
We got it. Okay, here we go. All right, everybody, pause for a moment for a commercial from the Joe Show. Joe, here we go.
I'm looking for direction from Vinny Driscoll. You know, I think that, Vin, look at me, and not if I'm correct. I think that on YouTube you have the ability to download a player to your – you can copy a player from YouTube into your own – is it HTML format? HTML format. And is it pretty much self, like, guided on YouTube? Will they guide you through the steps of what you need to do? Vinny's thinking. Vinny is going to send you directions. So he says a little more involved, but simple nonetheless, Vin? Okay, very good.
You know what? See, maybe we could post some simple directions
right.
to our website as well. So, Vin, when you write that up, we'll post those to asicentral.com/radio if anybody's curious about how to download a player from YouTube. And, of course, get the Joe Show so that they can put it on their website. Obviously, this topic is getting a lot of traction, and we are actually having a live chat today. Counselor is hosting a live chat today on this topic, which is how to improve your websites. That will happen at 2 o'clock Eastern time today. Anybody can go to asicentral.com/counselorchat and post questions, and counselors, editors, and our experts are there to answer any website questions that you have. We also have on line one, we have Joe. Joe, how are you today?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. What's your questions about websites?
Well, you answered just then part of the question I had. The other concern was a matter of being conscious of having too much. I mean, they have visible things like we said, that I would like to add. But sometimes when you go to a website and you have to go through so many things just to get to the main reason why you're there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's interesting because with Stitches Magazine, our website was super busy. We tried to cram all this content onto the homepage, and there were so many links, and we actually had focus groups. And this can be, you know, your employees, your coworkers, your family, I mean, some of your customers. You know, ask them to look at your website and to kind of tell you an honest assessment. You know, when they look at the page, where is their eye drawn? You know, what do they go there to do? You know, what do they wish that, you know, you had? And kind of, you know, build a wish list from that and see where your site is, see how far it is from that.
I definitely think it's a balance because you go to some pages and they're a mess. There's stuff all over the place and you can't find anything. Yesterday I was looking for the address of the Mandalay Bay Hotel and there was nothing that would lead me to this address. I mean, it was frustrating. Then there's other ones that you're underwhelmed with is that you don't get enough information. So I think there is a way to find that balance and it might be like Nicole said, have your little own focus group.
Go ahead, Michelle.
I was just going to say a pet peeve of mine there. On the flip side, there are some companies, and it tends to be high-end luxury brands, like a Fendi or a Gucci, that are so encumbered by flash and graphics and volume, you just can't get to their site because there's so much, you know, glitz and, you know.
Balenciaga site is like that. It's like
crazy.
Really hard
you just
to
can't
look
get
at,
to the information that you need.
Yeah, I think you want to limit the use of flash for sure because that really slows down the site. I would say, Joe, that like we're talking about here this morning, you want to refresh your content and update things as much as possible. But I would keep that to certain sections of your website. So if you have a layout, you know, that may be the right side or the top middle or something is the place where you're rotating content or you're showing new videos or you're posting, you know, articles that are interesting to your audience, then you could rotate those things as frequently as possible. But, you know, if you know that your visitors are coming to your website to search for various promotional products, then I would make sure that that's something that they can find in the same exact place every time they come to the site. You know, you don't want to move things around so much that they can't find anything anymore. And I think that's kind of the point that you're making. So update content frequently, but keep that to certain sections of the site.
You know, one of the things, there's just two things I want to say about websites. One of my pet peeves is when you go onto a website and you click a link and you get the under construction.
Yeah.
My thing is why put that link there if it's still being, you know, created? That's a pet peeve of mine. And the other thing, Vinny, I'm looking to you again, Vin. Correct me if I'm wrong. WordPress gives you the ability not to just blog but to create your own custom-made websites.
Was that loud? Was that out loud? I'm not a fan. Not a fan of WordPress.
But it gives you the opportunity to do something in a very cost-effective way. It might be a jumping-off, you know, point for someone who's going to create their own site. Start there and see what happens.
All right, Joe, good luck to you. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
To you as well. All right, the phone lines are still open if anybody has any more questions about how to improve their websites, 215-953-4979, or do join us for a live chat this afternoon at 2 p.m. Eastern Time at asicentral.com/counselorchat. That will touch on how to improve websites as well. All right, Michelle, the top global trends for 2012. That's a big topic right there.
It is, and there are a ton of them, and we're going to post the article on our website. I'm just going to talk about two. One thing, there's going to be a talent drain in the U.S. Here's why. The depopulation in Europe has led to productivity drops, and they're going to be coming and looking for people in the U.S. for their talent. So that's one thing to watch. Another thing is the greening of cities. Some studies estimate that by 2030, more cities are going to be going completely green, sustainable, dynamic, with economically viable centers for life and work that are based on being eco-friendly. So that, I mean, is one thing to look forward to now as far as if you meet with city planners and things like that, see what's in the works as far as businesses to target. I'll talk about one more, and that would be the activist consumer. Did you guys read about this young girl who basically changed Bank of America's policy on the $5 ATM fee because of a little campaign that she did online. Joe's rolling his eyes, I'm sure, about the Occupy people. But they are a group to watch, the activist consumer, because they're going to have more power going forward globally, which is going to impact a lot of businesses.
But do they have buying power?
It says that they do, because what they choose to buy, because they are so, for lack of a better word, mouthy, it influences so many other people, and they all have a platform now. It's not, you know, in the past, businesses didn't care about little guys, one person starting a campaign, but they do now.
Yeah, the influence is big. I know your point is good in the sense that the buying power is not necessarily so great there, but the influence is definitely big. So I think that is a good trend to watch. All right, we'll post the rest of those trends to our website at asicentral.com/radio. Nicole, I understand some interesting things are happening around the promotions of the movie The Lorax. What do you know?
That's right. And, you know, we hear a lot of times how distributors want to come up with a really cool campaign, you know, to link something to a charity or a cause. So this is a really great way that they're doing it. So The Lorax is an anti-industrial crusader. He's all for, eco-friendly promotions, products, etc. So Universal Pictures is going to be promoting it, working with 70 launch partners, and they're doing all these really cool things. So movie tie-ins used to mean that kids got plastic toys, you know, in their fast food meal containers, but this is taking it to a whole other level. So here's a couple quick examples. So the EPA, for example, is using the Lorax character to help promote low-power appliances that carry the Energy Star label. Hilton's DoubleTree hotel chain is sponsoring a trip for four to ecotourism Mecca, Costa Rica. And then household products maker Seventh Generation plans to put Lorax-approved labels on millions of items, including a liquid detergent bottle made with recycled paper. And a little side note is that IHOP wants to appeal to other people who love Dr. Seuss by creating a green-colored eggs and ham breakfast to be reminiscent of green eggs and ham. But this is a really creative
sort
way.
Sort of under the weather to begin with, but
yeah.
I'm a little sick.
But it's kind of a cool, you know, thing. I mean, 70, you know, high-level partners, including the Environmental Protection Agency and Whole Foods. So that's pretty cool. It's an inspiring story.
Okay, good. Those of us who have children, has anyone read The Lorax?
No,
which
is so weird. I was going to say, I don't know who, I didn't know what the Lorax
Vinny
was.
Vinny shaking his head, yes. Andy, you have a child?
I do, but no, I have not.
We have all
the
Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah,
for some reason, not the Lorax. I don't know.
I don't have the Lorax.
He was created in 1971.
We'll have to go see the movie.
It sounds like
and
something
Michelle
needs
will
to be
us.
Treated by an ointment.
I know.
Have the Lorax.
we were a fan of Green Eggs, and of Hop on Pop. One thing you had said about greening of the hotels, the
mm-hmm.
DoubleTree, you know, this is something, this is going to be like a running, rant here. this is what gets on my nerves. When you go to these hotels and they have that card in the bathroom, it says, we will not launder your towels unless they're on the floor. If you hang it up, it's going to stay there. Okay? I always hang my towel up, and I always get fresh towels. So the housekeeping's not doing what the card says they're going to do. I'm trying to be green, Andy, when I travel. I'm trying. But, you know.
Sounds like we have a training issue. Employee training issue.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I don't need another towel. It'll dry. I'll use it the next day.
Okay, moving on. It's now time for Michelle's favorite segment.
No, do the bug one. Do the bug one because it's
what?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, right. The Bronx Zoo.
Yes. The Bronx Zoo Valentine promo?
Yeah.
Is that what you're begging me to do?
I am. It's for Valentine's
okay.
Day.
Okay. All right, then. Nicole, you're up again.
Yeah.
We got some Bronx Zoo Valentine promo, which next week would be way too late to do, so let's do it now.
Right. So this is the Bronx Zoo. They're doing a name a cockroach for your Valentine, $10. It goes toward, you know, the zoo and other stuff.
Oh,
but
a
this
creepy,
kind of goes.
Curly Michelle Bell.
I live
I can't
near the
wait.
Bronx Zoo.
But
so
this kind of follows, like, that Lorax idea that you're, you know, piggyback on something and doing really creative. So the way that this is their tagline for the Valentine who has everything for that rotten SOB who slept with your sister, it works either way. So you can name a cockroach after this person. You donate, you know, $10, and they actually have 58,000 Madagascar hissing cockroaches. So they sound really, yeah, Michelle's
good.
Yeah. I've seen them in person. They're huge.
But it supports the Wildlife Conservation Society. It's five parks in New York City. And I think it's pretty creative. I mean.
That's a good promo.
I think it's really
think
creative,
it's really
and I can't
creative.
Say how many times I've read about it so far. So
yeah.
It's getting tons mm-hmm. of traction yeah. and a lot of buzz.
But how do you know which cockroach is yours? It's like at Christmas time when they get that guy, you can buy a star for someone. Like, really? Who owns the galaxy? So how are we going to know? Cockroach is Little
charity,
Michelle Bell.
Joe.
Little Michelle Bell.
It's for
a $10 thing for charity.
I like the creativity of it.
That's
though.
What I like
I think
too.
It's great.
And like Michelle said, they tied into something that was timely and then they got a lot of buzz out of it. So, smart move and
mm-hmm.
a good promotion. All right, our favorite things of the week. Michelle, lead us off.
Mine is from our friends at Sweeta and it is a box from their Blue Lounge line. And it holds all your cords, your recharge cords, your computer cords, and it just keeps them in this nice
I
little
like
sick
that.
Box.
I can use
and
one
it
of those.
Comes
yeah,
in a couple different colors, yeah. and it is from Sweeta 90305. It'll be on our website along with that really funny video from them I told you guys about, which is great.
Yes, check that out. Their videos are very cool, very funny. All right, Joe,
all right.
What's your favorite product of the week?
It's called the Itsy Bitsy. Noan, you got to come in close on this.
Oh,
Noan,
let me get out of the
camera. Hold on. Okay,
I'll move.
These are reading glasses that fit in your wallet, and they have a little light on here. So
wow.
When old people are in restaurants
wow.
or people with bad eyes, like me,
wow.
I'm both. You can read your menu with – we have a little light you can see. They come with their own carrying pouch. They actually fit into a wallet. They're also good for people who go to the theater and
Michelle's
they want to read their playbill.
The
and you're
they
like
have
in
this. I mean, look at this. I have a little light there and I can see. I think it's a great little
product.
You
look like Benjamin Franklin.
They are available
like
from Panther Vision, ASI 75825. You can find them online at www.panthervisionpromo.com.
So for
I
once
like
there
it.
Was a really a light on the nerd.
It's
shining a spotlight on the nerd.
It is a perfect, perfect product. For many markets. I like
wow.
it. Very good, Joe. Good fun.
Thank you, Andy.
Well, unfortunately, we are out of time for today, but join us again tomorrow. That's right, tomorrow for a special edition of the Tuesday Morning Show, which will be on Wednesday
yeah.
during the virtual trade show. Check that out at asicentral.com/VTS tomorrow. And in 2 weeks, the former mayor of Chicago, Mayor Daley, will join us on the show February 28th. Make sure to check that out. Everybody have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow.